first half, yeah, it's quite satisfactory. Done some decent things, weren't causing ourselves any problems without the ball. Started the second half well for 10 minutes on the front foot. What disappointed us was because for 35 minutes after that, we ended up being, it was like a defence onto attack training drill, and we were the defence and we just kept inviting pressure. You know, we've got to go and win football matches, as many as we can, in the remaining games. And if we cannot win them, we'll take a point. It looked like for the last 35 minutes we were trying to settle ourselves for a nil-niller, and we were invited too much pressure. We didn't lay a glove on Wolves for the last 35 minutes, and you can't go into games and you can't have that mentality. You've got to go in with a positive attitude to try and, one, relieve the pressure from your defending players, but two, to give yourself a chance of winning a football match. And we'd done that for the first 55 minutes. You know, we were stuck the game plan. And to be honest with you, defensively, we'd done really well. We got breached with, obviously, the goal 4 minutes from the end, and the second goal is just an error from a couple of our players. So you do that better and you come away with a nil-nil. So, there were, probably a bit harsh for me to say at the end, there wasn't positives. We'd done some good things. But, ultimately, we're needing to get positive results on a regular basis.
And how tricky is it for Stephen Davis when he's up there and he's reliant on the service and clearly didn't get that last week?
It's not as simple as he's relying on the service. It's if you get the ball to him, it needs, because you play with that system in a 4-3-3, and I give the freedom of the wide players to get up high and play. So you play with three attackers, but he also give freedom to one of your midfield players at least to get in and around the support. And if they don't do it, it becomes a negative system. You know, the players have the freedom to do that. That's the way we played the system. It's worked for us before. Away from home, it was working for us in the first 55 minutes. And for whatever reason, I know our opponents become better and do things a bit differently, but, you know, for the remainder of the game. And then you see that, but for the last 15, 20 minutes, we went with two strikers up top and we still didn't, you know, lay a glove on Wolves. So I've tried to stress to the players this week that we have to take a few more risks, be more positive. Without the ball, yeah, stick to the game plan, but with the ball, be more positive, be more productive, run without the ball, take shots at the goal and try and ask questions.
I suppose you want the balance as well, because you don't want to go too gung-ho, especially at, say, somewhere like Watford.
No, not with them coming off some of the results, but I've also seen some of the games in which they haven't had positive results. So we know what we've got to do. It is a balance. It's a balance of having a game plan when you haven't got the ball to nullify your opponent, but on the other hand, having the freedom and the willingness to express yourself and be brave. When you talk about being brave, it's not jumping into silly tackles. That's not brave. Brave's being prepared to do things on the positive side of the game. And if you don't particularly do it right once, go and do it again. So an example is, if you're having a shot at goal and you don't particularly connect with it well, next time it happens, come and do it again. Don't be afraid of not doing it the way you hope to have it. Just keep doing it. Certainly in the final third, you should never have any fear in there, because I like my players to have a lot of freedom in the final third. I'd prefer to see me player doing something positive and it doesn't happen than just passing a sideways or a backward pass and just playing safe. You've got to take risks to win a football match. You've got to take risks in the final third to play that final ball or to try and beat somebody or to take a shot from 25, 30 yards. And, you know, I keep telling me players I'd rather see that, and if it doesn't happen, not a problem, we'll try again, than them, you know, just not doing anything at all and taking the safety option.